So this was the Hank's No Tribute, the first time we've been back on the big stage since the pandemic. This is what, 4 years? Is that right?
4 years.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I just absolutely was blown away by the folks that came to help us, the folks who worked tirelessly beforehand, the people who donated to us, the wonderful sponsors and donors. It has been absolutely the most successful. I can't even imagine that we could have had anything more successful than what we had.
All right, well, let's talk about how do you measure success first? Let's talk about
that. Well, first of all, you measure success by a few things, and I know mostly we say monetarily because, of course, that's what we're there for, to make enough money to keep the museum open. However, this year, the success was on the stage. The musicians, the folks, the house bands, the headliners, the real success of this festival this year was on the stage and was the music that was provided. That was such, it was beyond. Every act that was on was tremendous and provided such great entertainment. It was unbelievable.
Well, that's excellent. And that was a full weekend, too. I mean, that was 3 days, wasn't it?
It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, 4 days. That's
usually,
right.
Yeah, usually on Sunday, we have mostly gospel and things like that. But this year, we went away from tradition, and we had an actual program. So we started, like, in the morning around 11:30 or so, and we had an actual program to go right through till 3. We don't usually do that, but we had so many wonderful acts that applied that we decided let's open the Sunday up to full acts. So people were able to do some gospel if they wanted to, but we had some tremendous acts on Sunday as well as for the rest of the week. It was Thursday night, Friday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, if people miss this, they missed a tremendous opportunity to be part of something that hadn't been for a long time, but something that was really special.
Well, let's talk about what was the attendance like for those 4 days?
The attendance was not, we knew the attendance wouldn't be down because we haven't had it for 4 years, but we were surprised by the amount of folks. We were surprised by the amount of folks who bought tickets. It was like amazing. We were happy with it. We know it isn't what we had in other years, but we were happy with the folks who were there. They were a tremendous audience. And we were very pleased with how many came, because it ended up being very successful.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what the numbers were for the weekend?
We had it close to around 400, I think. But in a day, we would have between 400 and 500.
Close to around 400 per day?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would say 400 to 500 a day. And I would say that was like, they were the best audience. We would expect, we've always had, like, as you know, 2,000 and 3,000. But we had a small amount, but man alive, we were able to, we came out of it on top.
Yeah. That's great. Well,
with that small audience.
So in between, you would normally have 2,000 to 3,000 over the entire weekend, but now.
Yeah. We had like five, what? So we had what? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we had, four, what's that, four fours?
Yeah,
so we're less than 2,000. Yeah, we're less than 2,000.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was good. We had lots of volunteers, so we probably made up the 2,000 with the volunteers.
Yeah.
And the thing was, I'll just tell you, my plan, I think I told you this before, was that we would go into this tribute with everything paid for. So we wouldn't go out with, and so we worked really diligently to get sponsors and donors. And I can tell you right now, I'm just looking at these receivables and for donors. We had, and I wish I could send it to you, but I don't have it on my computer.
Yeah.
We had a list of all of the, and I'll just tell you this. We had a list of all of the folks who have in the past so many years and now who have played at the tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out and we asked people to sponsor them. To, mm-hmm. So that it would be, so we asked them for $50 to sponsor like folks, and we would have, so we had a booklet made up of all of those people's names. Okay.
Right.
And then we put their sponsors behind them, their names of the sponsors behind them.
Yeah.
We had a full booklet. I think I can tell you how many were sponsored if you got a second.
Sure.
And probably this is probably more because, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11. I mean, I should have it over here on another. Listen, I've got so many papers.
No, that's okay. That sounds like you guys, you had probably what over the course of the weekend, probably 30 performers.
So we did have 40 performers, but we had not only those performers, yeah. but we had all the performers who have done for the last, I don't know, 10 years or so. For all, I would say all the performers we've had who are still alive.
Yeah.
We got sponsors for them as well.
Oh, wow. So
and so we had.
Did all the performers get? Were all the performers sponsored, or just part of them this year?
Every one of them.
Wow.
Every performer, even the people who were in bands, didn't matter who you were. If you were in a band like 5 years ago, we had your name down,
mm-hmm.
and we had somebody come and sponsor you to so that, you know, your name would be in the booklet, and you were sponsored to go in the booklet.
Oh.
And so that's how we, this is how, I couldn't think of ways to make money, but I figured people like to have their name by a person. And I thought that's a great way to sponsor them. Now we had like silver and gold sponsors. Like we had Heritage Canada, the Nova Scotia Tourism Festival grant came. Bellevue Vino Chartered Accountants were the first people who gave us money.
Mm-hmm.
Marion Warren, a lady who helped sponsor a lot of stuff going on. Morton House up in Milton, Sobeys, of course, have been a major sponsor of ours for years.
Mm-hmm.
So they were silver and gold, but we had bronze sponsors. And the bronze sponsors, like folks like Reg Coolin, he gave us money in memory of his musician friends,
yeah.
Mersey Seafoods, Joe Wood from Roseway Records, Winchester's Disposal, PEI, an anonymous donor from PEI, Kathy Truelove and her mother, Cynthia. These are all bronze sponsors. So that was major sponsors that we had who sponsored what we needed to make this tribute help.
So you had all the sponsors ahead of time, right? So that
we had them all ahead of time.
So every bit of money.
We had them all ahead of time and paid for. So the money that we needed to make this wasn't predicated by the ticket sales. Our entire festival was money that we raised beforehand.
Wow. So the cost,
whether by grants or.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the money raised, the cost of putting the event on was already covered. So basically, every penny that came through the gate went right back to the Friends of Hank Snow Society as a fundraiser, right?
As well as like our 50-50, our raffles. You know, we had a canteen. We have never had the canteen over there. That canteen was really successful. We ran a canteen for the whole 4 days. We ended up, we were majorly looking after the canteen in the main part of the arena, and it was so successful.
Oh, wonderful.
And that was wonderful because people didn't have to go out. They could go there, and they had meals. They had breakfast. You know, they had lunches. Mm-hmm. They had dinners. So, you know, it was, we had so many people who helped out with so many things. But I can tell you that... And that was run by volunteers as well.
Yeah,
so volunteers, whether they gave us money or whether they came to help, were the key to this whole festival.
For sure. Now, with all that being said, it sounds like you managed to tuck some money away. What was the total by the end of it that you've managed to raise that will actually go to support Hank Snow over the coming year, the society and the museum?
We made around $25,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems good numbers.
It is. It's really good. It's better than most tributes that we've had in the past few years, definitely. So we, after our expenditures, the money that we accrued beforehand and the expenditures, We ended up with a profit of around 25,000.
Wow. So now people will understand that this money does go to keep the museum running over the course of the year. What kind of things do those costs, what kind of costs do those cover?
Well, we have the regular costs that you have. We have lights, we have our just a minute. That's not what I want to say. Not lights. What do you call it when you
Power.
have power? No, the whole thing. When you get your all the things together, like we have power, we have water, we have sewer,
Oh,
we have
just
like all
operations,
the things.
yeah. Your operations.
Operations, yeah. The operation, it this will cover the operations for the entire of the next year, which is what we needed because we didn't have that previously. We had to go out to donors to have help to do that last year, the year before, and the year before. But now we can cover that cost. We can cover the cost of insurance. We can cover the cost of, I'm just trying to think of all the things we have. Oh my golly,
I'm
there's
sure
so
there's
many
some
things.
staff costs.
Oh,
Oh,
I know.
yeah.
The other thing is we have really let our gift shop, go down because we couldn't afford to really to restock it. But we can restock the gift shop this year. We can have some help, a little administrative help. I've always volunteered as the administrator, but now we can have some. We wouldn't pay an administrator. We can't afford that, but we can afford to get somebody to help us with some of the administration work and to do some of the financial work. So we can afford to do that where we had to run with volunteers, and it's not really fair to volunteers to have to provide the running of the whole organization, that's for sure.
Well, it sounds like this event really has put Hank Snow back on, solid footing after 4 years of real struggle. It sounds like, are you going to try and follow this model again next year, trying to get your sponsors ahead of time and then, follow through because you've seen the benefit now of having the event paid for and then just reaping the profit at the end.
Yes, and we decided, the entertainment committee, we decided that we would continue throughout the year to put on entertainment shows or fundraisers. And of course, we have our Wednesday barbecues, which have been very successful, which have helped us actually, even though we didn't include that in the monies that we accrued to put on the tribute. That was money that we were able to use to keep the museum going for the last few months. And that's because those diligent people who worked so hard over at Wednesday shows and the wonderful people who came to the Wednesday shows. We had folks who came every week and we really appreciate them.
Sure.
They are they're true folks who help the Hank Snow Society, that's for
So,
sure.
are you going to try and keep, you say you're going to try and keep those live events going? I assume, we're getting out of summer, so perhaps the barbecues may not go ahead. Do you have any plans for doing some events throughout the winter?
The barbecues are going to go as until October.
Okay.
In the winter, we're going to have a big event in December. We are now selling tickets on two beautiful, a painting and a beautiful artwork. We're going to be selling those tickets until December. We started at the tribute and we're going to do them then at our December event. We're going to ha actually have a December event that will help not only the organization, but the volunteers. We want to have them and show our appreciation to them. So we're going to do that in December. But we are having this Saturday, we're going to have a big show. It's the Gavin Wynot Memorial. We're going to have a yard sale. We're going to have a barbecue. We're going to have a show. It's going to start in the morning. We're going to start like before noon and we're going to go right through to supper time after supper. And so we're going to have performers all day. It's going to be a fantastic show. And that is this Saturday. So you know what? I hope everybody gets a chance to come out to that because it's a nice tribute to Gavin Wynot, who was such an integral part of the Hank Snow Society for years before he passed away. And so we like to do this every year for him, and we're having that October 9th. So,
Okay.
yes, it's going to be, we're just looking forward to that. We're inviting everybody to come on Saturday. If it's a rain day, we're going to do it on Sunday, but we're hoping we can do it on Saturday.
I'm curious, just going back to the winter events, I don't assume you're gonna want to take on renting the Queen's Place Emera Center for these events. Where do you think this will be held?
No, we aren't. We have some of the things we're hoping to use our local legion. Some of them we're hoping that we can go up to Milton, the Milton Hall, and we will, we'll find indoor places. We will have the December event probably at our own location at the museum. We have done that, and that will be kind of where people come in and go and that sort of thing. So, and they love it because it's kind of a quiet, what's the word? It's a very,
It's intimate.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's a very intimate setting. And we have always enjoyed having our volunteers there, and we provide them with lunch. But we're also going to have like kind of a show. So if we don't have it there, we will have it somewhere else. If we think it's a little bit too big for there, we would go somewhere else.
I think we've covered a lot of ground here, Vina, and I'm so excited to hear that it went well and you guys
Oh,
are on
me
solid
too.
footing. Any last words on the event?
I just want to say thank you to everyone who participated, whether you bought a ticket to come there, whether you were a volunteer, or more importantly, if you decided that you wanted to give us money to help us actually get on a footing. We really appreciate that. We appreciated all of our donors, sponsors, and all of those folks, including the federal government, including our local government, including all of the businesses, who did so much for us. We really appreciate it.
Oh,
And,
that's wonderful.
I can't thank them enough.